Wait, are you talking to me? What do you want? Oh, yeah, that dumb project they were going on about in class, right? Yeah, I'm not doing all that. Wait, you and I are supposed to be partners for it. Well, I guess I'll leave it to you then. Have fun. Later. Excuse me? What makes you think you can talk to me that way? Look, just shut up for a second, okay? I'll tell you why I'm not worried about it. Because no matter what happens, I know I'm getting an A. So, do the project. Don't do the project. Do whatever you want, as long as this conversation ends faster. I know I'll be fine either way. Wow, rude. I actually have straight A's in this class. In all of my classes, actually. I'm a model student, really. You're right. I do just sit in the back texting every lecture. I'm not exactly trying to hide it. And yet, perfect 4.0. Maybe you're not trying hard enough. Now, can I please go? Oh, hell no. Where do you get off calling me a bitch? A nobody loser like you? Talking to me like that? You're lucky I'm even breathing in your fucking direction. I'm easily the hottest girl in this school. Everyone else practically worships me. Even the professors. They all know their place. But you? What makes you think you have the right? Oh, you don't get the hype? A dear eyes work? I'm fucking gorgeous. What more do you need? So you want to know why I get special treatment from all the professors? Do you really need an explanation? Just look at me. Jesus, fine. If it gets you to shut up, I'll tell you. To put it simply, I mesmerized all of my professors into my obedient drones. Doesn't matter what their preferences were before. Once I set my sights on someone, it's impossible for them to resist me. And after I've gotten to them even one time, they're basically putty in my hands. They wouldn't dream of disobeying me or doing anything to upset me. And that's how I keep my grades up. Oh, sure, go ahead and laugh. You don't think I can do it? Maybe if I go into more detail, it'd convince you. All right, fine. It starts on the first day of class. I'll wear something fun and skimpy, usually a short skirt that shows off my long, smooth legs and plump thighs. And I'll make it a point to sit right in the front so they can get an eyeful. And for that day, I'll pay close attention, leaning forward on my desk and giving them just a glimpse of cleavage. And when they ask a question, I'll raise my hand to answer. At this point, they've already been sneaking glances at my huge, pillowy tits, so I'll make sure they jiggle just a bit as my hand goes up, like this. They'll call on me, of course. And as I answer, I'll meet their gaze with my wide, piercing eyes and watch as they get lost looking into them. I'll leave the hint of a pout on my full pink lips as I finish speaking, and I'll make sure their eyes linger on them, their mind wondering what it would feel like to kiss them. And by then, I'll know I've already won. At some point, I'll accidentally drop my pencil, and I'll have no choice but to get out of my seat and bend over to pick it up. I'll give them a nice, long look at my round, juicy ass, my skirt leaving nothing to the imagination. And they'll do their best to avert their eyes, but they won't be able to help themselves. After class, I'll stay behind to ask them something. They'll have trouble keeping it together while we talk, unable to stop their eyes from wandering and drinking in every inch of my perfect body. And at that point, their fate is pretty much sealed. I'll reach over slowly and creep my hand down their pants. They'll be too flustered and horny to protest. And I'll let them look wherever they want as I pleasure them, until they explode into blissful subservience for me. Well, at least that's how it goes for the lucky ones. For a lot of them, I don't even have to touch them. A few sweet whispers is all it takes, and they're mine. Just like that. But yeah, that's basically the method. And it doesn't only work on professors. As a matter of fact, there isn't a single person who's given me shit that I haven't been able to win over this way. Including you. I can tell from the look in your eyes that you're already completely under my spell, aren't you? I can't believe how easy that was. I guess a sad little virgin like you didn't have much chance against a fucking goddess like me. Now, say you're sorry for all that shit before. Hey, look at me. Look into my eyes. Say you're sorry. Good loser. Looks like you can be taught after all. Now, go on. Take it out. I want to see what we're working with here. Seriously? There's no one else around right now. They're all in class. You know what? Fine. I do think that there's a janitor closet right around here anyway, so come on. Follow me. There. Is this okay for you, troglodyte? I'll take it out before I get irritated. Oh. Oh, wow. I didn't expect it to be so... shut up. I wasn't gonna say big. From now on, only speak when spoken to. Damn. Seems like you got some fight left in you after all. Well, not for long. No, not for long. Oh, wow. You're already hard before I even started touching you. So hard. Face it, nerd. Even if you think I'm a total bitch, you aren't immune to my charms. Not by a long shot. Getting degraded and humiliated by a hot brat like me, it's probably a fantasy come true for you. And now I'm jerking you off. Jeez, how fucking lucky are you? Okay, I'll admit it. I like the way your cock feels in my hand. Those cute little twitches. This is your first time being touched by a girl, right? Either way, it's adorable. But don't forget for a second who's in charge here. I'm still gonna make you my mind-fucked toy by the end of this. And you're not allowed to come until I say. No. No, you're not. You already want to? Oh. All right. We gotta take a break. Because I'm not about to let you bust already. God. You're pathetic. With a bit of training, though, I think you might just be a keeper. A cock like this, and no prior experience? I could mold you into whatever I want. Sounds fun, right? But I want to test it more before I fully decide. Oh. Me on my knees? No, that's not an act of submission. I'm still in control. I just decided that it would help the brainwashing if I put your cock in my mouth for a little. Now shut it. Wait, what did I tell you about speaking? Exactly. And like I said, no coming. You taste good too. So hard. All for me. I wonder what it was. My thick ass. My lips. My hands on your cock. Or knowing that I'll control you. I'll take away your mind. I'll make you do as I wish. All for this cock. Also, I can use you as my toy. My obedient. Empty-minded toy. Hey, I told you not yet, but you're getting close. Hold it in until I say. That's an order. Hold it in. And stare into my eyes. Yes, look into mine. I suck you dry. Oh, I taste your cock. Better stop, or else you'll come. It's kind of sad how close you came to nutting just from that. But I gotta say, I think I really am gonna keep you. You should feel honored. Your dream girl has decided you're worthy enough for this. Well, what are you waiting for? Get over here. Press me up against the wall and... oh my fucking god. I never would have guessed a loner like you could fuck this good. Yeah, I'm keeping you for sure. Actually, how would you feel about becoming my personal dildo? You'd be at my beck and call, servicing me whenever I need it. Oh, I imagine after a stressful day of class, you'd hear my fingers snap and drop into drone mode. You'd feel nothing but mindless, empty-headed pleasure as I used you. Please. This sounds good, right? Oh, who the fuck am I kidding? Of course it does. You're right there, baby. It's okay, you can get rough. It's been a while since I've had a good fuck like this. Fuck. Come on, pull my hair. Thrust harder. Oh my god, that's it. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, yes. Fuck, harder. Holy fuck. Good boy. Good boy. Just fuck me. Fuck me, that's all you need to do. Mindlessly, fuck me. Yes. That's all you'll need to do. If you become mine. Yes. You wanna be mine, right? Yes. You wanna belong to me. Yes. Fuck. Oh, I can feel you tightening up. Oh, you did such a good job holding it in for this long. I know, it must have been a struggle. But you can let it out now. Go on, come inside me. I don't care. Just fill me up. Please, I need it. I'm on the control. I'm on birth control. Just fuck me. Just fill me up. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, come with me. I'm never letting you go. After that, how could I? Oh my god. Here it comes dripping out of my pussy. You're gonna have to fill it back up soon. Who would have thought that a geek like you would have a talent for this? Good thing I got to you before someone else did. Now, put your clothes on and listen. Look into my eyes. Deep into my eyes. And focus. Focus on my voice. From now on, you're going to be a perfect little minion for me, like everyone else. I want you to be on your best behavior whenever I'm around. No more being rude to me or complaining when I slack off. And your grades. They're pretty good, right? In that case, I'll give you the privilege of doing all my homework whenever I call on you. You should feel grateful that you get to be useful for me. After all, should a girl as hot as me really have to work for anything? Well, answer me. Good boy. That's what I thought. This next command is for you. Only. When you hear my finger snap, you'll go into fuck toy mode. You'll be overcome with libido and it'll be all you can think about. No more useless thoughts holding you back, just a need to fuck that will overwrite everything else. And feel free to get rough with me again. Feel free to come deep inside of my cunt. Without a condom. Feel free to grab my hair and choke me, spank me, do all those things. Feel free to think about how I'm walking around university with your cum deep inside my cunt, dripping down my legs. Oh, and one last thing. Have the fucking project done by the next time I see you, or I'm really going to get annoyed. Now, get out of here, virgin. It's almost time for class. Yeah, I guess you're not. Whatever. Just get out of my sight. Now! Oh, and I'll be seeing you real soon.